It's an interesting week for quarterbacks as we enter week 11 in the National Football League. On the bye, four teams. So Aaron Rodgers taking a seat. The surprisingly efficient fantasy-wise, Ryan Tannehill, he's out. Daniel Jones has been hot and cold. And of course, Russell Wilson. So you got two of the big dogs, Rodgers and Wilson, not playing in week 11. Now, the most intriguing ad is Nick Foles. Off of the clavicle, he's going to be making his first start. Had the bye week. Minshew mania. It's over, people. I know. We have to come to grips to it. The jorts, the mustache, they're going to be on the bench. You're paying Nick Foles a lot of money. Dude is going to play. Now, rest of the season, I love this ad because where's Nick Foles his most efficient in recent years? It's when the weather starts to turn. Mid-November onward, that's when he won the Super Bowl with the Eagles. I'm not saying the Jags are going to win the Super Bowl, but Nick Foles, he's rested. He's ready for a playoff push. You have two divisional games coming up. You got the Colts and the Titans, and this is going to turn into important football. Nick Foles is clutch. Now, he's owned in 21% of Yahoo leagues, a DraftKings price of $5,600. I wouldn't play him this week if at all possible, but if you're in trouble or you feel that you need some quarterback depth on your season-long roster, pick him up. Question's going to be this week, how much is he going to be used? How much is he going to be unleashed? How much rust is there? Should be a big day for Leonard Fournette. But for Nick Foles, the rest of this year, you're going to want to pick him up and have him on your roster. Again, for your DraftKings contest, I probably wouldn't go there. But for a longer-term look, Nick Foles he's proven. He can chuck up some big numbers. Now, somebody I do like this week, he's not going to be seeing ghosts. It's Sam Darnold in Washington against the Redskins. So versus the Giants, he put up, really had a nice bounce back, Sam Darnold. 21.7 fantasy points, 230 yards, a touchdown, no interceptions. And it's really his best game since he came back from mono, where he just went for over 20 against Dallas. So this is another... get-right game for Sam Darnold. Washington's giving up the 17th most fantasy points to quarterbacks. They're terrible. They have nothing to play for. Not that the Jets do either. But Sam Darnold is a nice play this week if you are in trouble with the bye, injury, or whatever the case might be. Now, somebody I'm fading on, I know the matchup on paper looks great, is Derek Carr. And the reason is they're hosting the Cincinnati Bengals. This one is going to be a blowout. The Bengals suck. We know that. And what does that mean? Well, it's probably going to be run heavy. So big day for Josh Jacobs. Maybe a sprinkle of DeAndre Washington in the backfield to spell him. But Derek Carr has only gone above 19 fantasy points. Well, twice all year. And it came in week 8, week 7 last week against the Chargers. They won the game, but only 13.12 fantasy points. Now, real football wise, he's been great. He's only thrown 4 interceptions all year. Very efficient, but more in a game manager type of role. And I just see early lead, they'll ground and pound and just force Cincinnati to break. So I'm going to fade on Carr, heavy on Josh Jacobs. Could be another light day for Darren Waller as well, who got off to that tremendous start to the season. And fantasy wise, there's a couple straight weeks of single digits on that fantasy line. So you're going to want to fade on Derek Carr there. Jacoby Brissett could be an interesting play against Jacksonville if he does step in. He will be a closer to the end of the week type decision, so watch him and his health, because that could be a decent play against the Jacksonville Jaguars, who are right in the middle of the pack as far as fantasy points given up to quarterbacks. So that's a few options. Obviously, you stay away from the likes of Mitch Trubisky, of Dwayne Haskins, of Ryan Finley, and the likes. Baker Mayfield, I love me my Baker. But fantasy-wise, short week, Thursday night, against that really good Steelers defense, I'm going to stay clear. So there you go. If you have any fantasy football questions, you can get me on Twitter at AndyMC81 and use the hashtag AskAndy.